Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you. Off and rolling on this Monday morning. Of course, the Eagles, they lose the home opener yesterday to San Francisco, 17-11. Frustrating, aggravating. A missed opportunity in a big way. They had a real shot to get to 2-0. They squandered that chance by squandering a lot of chances. We'll talk about it today. And, of course, two big injuries in the game. Brandon Graham, we know, is going to be out for the year. Brandon Brooks, we're waiting to find out his status. We'll talk about it all today and do it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. What stood out to you? Hurts' performance, the offense, not getting many points on the board at all. Sirianni's rolling it, the Birds' defense, the injuries, a 1-1 football team. It's all here today, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe.
Hey, bud.
Ravens, the Birds themselves, in captivity can learn to talk better than parrots can.
Wow.
Ravens, they can mimic noises like car engines and toilets flushing and other animals. They're amazing. They imitate, even in the wild, they imitate other animals to attract other, you know, like wolves to carcasses.
Well, that is quite a fact.
To help them break the carcasses open.
Quite a fact.
Amazing birds.
All right, here's a fact.
And they were amazing birds last night when they beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, well, that was a great game. Here's a fact that bums me out. Eagles are 1-1. They had a shot to be 2-0. All right, let's get to it here. I got to say, first off, I'm glad I'm doing this show right now instead of right after the game, because I am certainly a little bit more calmed down. Still annoyed for sure, but I think some perspective for me has kicked in. Here's where I'm at. For the most part, I'm proud of how the Eagles played yesterday. I thought the effort and intensity were outstanding, and the defense was really good. It's just that these are the type of games that are often lost as a bad team tries to transition to becoming a good team. And clearly the Birds blew a legitimate chance to get to 2-0. Now, it wasn't, you know, listen, a lot of it was about the missed opportunities, almost all of which were on offense. I mean, Hurts underthrew a bunch of guys on deep balls, and I am legitimately concerned about his arm strength, particularly given the fact that the Eagles have some speed receivers, and that should be a big part of the Eagles' offensive attack. He underthrew a lot. Now, Rager stepping out of bounds, we know that one. The blocked field goal, we know that one. The disastrous sequence at the goal line after the Quez Watkins 91-yard catch. I mean, obviously, that whole sequence, including Sirianni's decision to go for it on fourth down instead of kicking a field goal, which I thought was a poor decision, and I believed it at the time. The entire sequence swung the balance towards San Fran. The whole game changed right there. The whole game changed. Big picture, and John, here's where I'm at, and then I'll turn it over to you and everyone at 215-592-9494. Big picture, I have 2 points. The first is I am generally encouraged, generally, because the Eagles went toe-to-toe with San Fran, largely on the basis of a good Eagles defensive performance, and I think that bodes well. But the other flip side to it, big picture, is that I am not, you know, oblivious to the fact that the Eagles only scored 11 points and that, frankly, Jalen Hurts had a big hand in that. I mean, the reality is we don't know yet whether Hurts should be or will be the Eagles quarterback next year or beyond. We just don't know. I thought yesterday was a setback for Hurts. It's not all his fault. There was a lot of other stuff that went wrong. The offense clearly wasn't crisp, but the reality is the quarterback had chances. I think that they're putting him in some simple positions right now, given certain limitations in his development. It's a lot of either screens or deep balls, and he struggled on the deep balls yesterday, and I thought the offense geared to take shots down the field. The bottom line is, for the most part, Hurts didn't get it done. That's
you know,
my thoughts.
How'd you like to have Jimmy Garoppolo as your quarterback?
I don't think he's very good
Jimmy
either.
Jimmy Garoppolo, I'll take Jalen Hurts over Jimmy Garoppolo 7 out of 7 days of the week. Yeah. No question about it.
Yep.
Jimmy Garoppolo stinks, and they're paying him.
I know.
So Jalen Hurts, I mean, why? It frustrates me that everyone seems to think, like, why isn't Jalen Hurts a finished product? Why can't he be done developing right now and be great? He's not going to be. It's going to take a while. Yeah, there were some shortcomings yesterday. There were some encouraging signs yesterday. Once again, I believed that the Eagles were the worst team going into the game. I expected them to lose the game. They played better than I thought they would. Some of that was they were helped out by Jimmy Garoppolo sucking the entire first half.
Yeah, he did.
Up until that final drive. But there were good signs. And, yes, Jalen was not perfect on every throw. I'm amazed that people think quarterbacks are perfect on every throw. We got into this with Carson Wentz, you and I. You're saying, oh, he misses guys sometime. I say Tom Brady misses guys sometime.
Yeah, but, John, I think
Jalen Hurts also had wonderful throws yesterday. Jalen Hurts is not cause for concern for me. Nick Sirianni, who took a lot of the blame. You know, I appreciate the way he spoke after the game, putting it all on him.
Yep.
And even talking to Angelo this morning. I am not concerned about Nick Sirianni. Nick Sirianni's play calling yesterday was creative. His play design was absolutely new. He was throwing new stuff out there on the field that other teams have not seen, that we as Eagle fans have not seen, and I really appreciated that. Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts are the least of our
worries. Really? Okay, so what's on your mind? What
our else? Roster is not strong enough to contend with tough, deep, you know, a thoroughly planned out roster full of NFL players. We don't have them across the board. We are suffering for that reason more than any. And I hate the injury situation.
Yeah.
But I do think that this battle of attrition is one that we will lose.
Well, listen, there's a lot in there and a lot for everyone to react to at 215-592-9494. I'll say this. To me, and I think this isn't breaking news, I think we all know it, the biggest sequence was when the Eagles didn't score late in the first half and gave the ball back to San Fran. Now, look, San Fran,
I have a lot to say about those plays.
Yeah, San Fran went a long way. I was bothered by Sirianni. The thing that bothered me the most was Sirianni's decision to not kick the field goal. And the reason, John, I say that, I was at the game yesterday. It was the first game I'd gone to.
And if he does, Dan,
no, but I'm going to say,
I guarantee you'd be on the other side of that fence if it turned out poorly.
But I would admit to you today, if the Eagles had scored a touchdown on fourth down, that at the end of third down, I turned to the two friends I was sitting next to and said, the Eagles should kick a field goal.
Can you imagine if he would have kicked a field goal?
They'd be up 6-0.
There would be 90% of this city up in arms. Isn't like Doug. He's not aggressive like Doug. Why can't he be more aggressive?
John, here's why.
Nick Sirianni is extremely aggressive at the right times, and I appreciate that. He called plays. Now, I did not agree with the fourth down call,
mm-hmm.
but the three plays before that, they were winners, and they were thoroughly planned out. He can't run the plays for the players.
Well,
you've got players failing in their assignments, there's nothing can do about it.
And I don't disagree at that point. And the reason I thought he should have kicked a field goal, and the reason I turned to the two friends I was sitting right next to and said he should kick the field goal right now, John, I was right down at a perfect sight line of that goal line sequence. Perfect. And what it looked to me was the Eagles were not even close to getting the ball in to the end zone for the first three plays. The players failed to get the ball in, and I did not believe with the ball back on close to the three, it was like the 2.5-yard line, I just didn't think the Eagles were going to get in on fourth down. I just thought it was a mistake. Now, look, unfortunately,
and
the defense.
I love the aggressiveness. If I'm any player on that offense, they appreciate the aggressiveness. I think the fans do appreciate the aggressiveness. Again, he would have been damned if he didn't.
All right, let's go to the phones. We're going to get a lot of reaction. 215-592-9494. We're also going to be joined this hour by Alex Singleton, who will be a new weekly guest for us on the show. We're very excited about it for a lot of reasons. One, he seems like a great guy. John and I have gotten to know him over the last couple of years, last year or so, a few times, having him on the show. Two, he's right in the middle of that defense. And three, he's one of their better defensive players. So he's going to be involved in a lot with the defense this year. We're looking forward to getting his perspective both today and every Monday moving forward throughout the course of the season. But, of course, we want your perspective as well. 215-592-9494, your reaction to what went down. Let's kick it off with Kevin in Delaware. Kevin, your reaction to what happened yesterday, man.
John Ritchie, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You and I have been on page these last couple of months, and, John, I echo everything you said. I love the innovations that he had. Yeah. I love the aggressiveness that he had. Yeah, I got concerned after that 91-yard pass to Quez. I thought we should have scored there. We definitely needed to get some points out of that drive, but I love the innovation. Joe, I don't know what game – I know you were there. Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts is not an issue for me. What I saw yesterday was a team that was assertive, that was aggressive, but I also saw a first-time head coach that's got some growing pains to get his team together, to get the right plays, to get the right players, to get the execution done. I was absolutely amazed as how good our defense played until they got worn out and burnt down because we couldn't sustain the drive. But what I saw the team was, and I said to Jimmy, I was absolutely thoroughly impressed. I didn't walk away mad. I didn't walk away angry. I sat back and said, well, I'll be darned. I never in all my life expected the team to play as good and as well as we did. We had a couple of mistakes, a couple of hiccups, but that was an outright game we should have won, and we held our own against one of the best defenses in the NFL.
Kevin, here's the one spot. For the most part, I agree with you. And believe me, I was also fairly encouraged. I'm just saying that the thing about Hurts that really stood out to me on the negative side, because he did some stuff good, on the negative side was those heaves down the field, it looked to me like he just couldn't throw it far enough. I mean, I'm telling you,
your focus just on the heat. How about the plays where he used his feet to get the first downs that we need?
I understand
don't
that.
Just focus
Kept
on
drives
the ball. Just look at, he threw some great balls yesterday, and he might have underthrown some great balls. And I'm going to go back to what John said from when he first started talking. You people put too much stock in what a quarterback does right away. He has been an NFL starter for only, what, five or six games?
Yeah,
and he clearly said it. He clearly came out and said at the beginning of the season that this is the first time he has been coached since he's been in the NFL. Give the kid a chance.
All right, Kevin, listen, I'll give him a chance. I got you, man. Appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. The reaction all day here on WIP. Also, Alex Singleton will talk to him in your phone calls. Yoda Cameron, John Ritchie. Hey, listen, that one hurt, but it doesn't, you know, it doesn't kill their chances. But it certainly is a setback. It was a winnable game. They had a lot of miscues and big spots, and ultimately it's why they lost the game. I was proud of their effort, though. I will say that. Jota Cameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.